This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Donald Trump has fired his national security adviser, John Bolton. In a tweet on Tuesday, Trump said, "I informed John Bolton last night that his services are no longer needed at the White House." He said he thanked Bolton for his service and said he would be naming a replacement next week. Bolton is contesting the president's account, saying he offered to resign on Monday night. Reports say he and the president argued over scuttled plans to host Taliban leaders at Camp David. He said the president had requested they discuss it further on Tuesday. Bolton was regarded as a hardliner and interventionist on matters of foreign policy and defense. He was appointed national security adviser in March of 2018. Bolton had a long history of serving presidents in the United States. Bolton previously served in the administrations of Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and George W. Bush. He held roles in the Justice and in the State Departments. Bolton served as the 25th United States Ambassador to the United Nations under the George W. Bush administration. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam said Tuesday it would be extremely inappropriate for the United States or any other foreign government to interfere in the city's affairs. Her warning was in response to a rally outside the U.S. consulate on Sunday. The pro-democracy demonstrators called for Congress to pass a bill supporting their efforts. Lam warned that the violence would only deepen the conflict.
Violence should be stopped for the benefit of Hong Kong. But going forward, to mend the rift in society and to bring back peace, then we are very willing to engage people directly in a dialogue.
At least 31 people have been killed in a stampede during the observance by Shiite Muslims of a holy day in the Iraqi city of Karbala, the country's health ministry says. This is VOA News. Pakistan is calling